My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's blitz time. Jags, let's start with Dylan Cruz. He had his first hit, his first homer, his first multi-hit game, and his second multi-hit game. And he showed pretty well defensively in right field as well. Also stole a base. Otherwise,
ho-hum.
I need to see more.
Yeah, all good. Isn't it what we've been dreaming on to see he and James Wood go back-to-back in the lineup the other day? And, you know, you have Dylan hit a home run to start, and then Wood with a base hit and steals a base and scores a run. And, you know, Wood drives in a run the next inning with a couple of steals. Yeah, I mean, Cruz has brought – he plays hard. I mean, just talking to the guys who watch him in the minor leagues, you know, whether it's, you know, 300 people in the stands or 30,000 in the stands, he has one gear. And you hope that that rubs off on everybody. He's going to play, like Mike Rizzo likes to say, with his hair on fire. And so we've seen that in the first three games. And he clearly is getting a jump start. And, you know, when you look at some of the other notable Nationals who've been debuted, usually they start, you know, down in the lineup a bit. And then after a few games, move up. I mean, he was hitting second in his first game. And now he's been lead off the next two games as he's back in there today against the lefty. So they've shown a lot of confidence in him, and with good reason. Mackenzie Gore. Couple really good starts in a row, Dave. Very encouraging. I mean, listen, this game humbles everybody. You're going to go through a lull where you're fighting it mechanically, or, you know, maybe you're tipping something. Who knows? But really encouraged the last couple starts. What's the difference when it's good versus when it's not for him? Well, I think you talk about mechanically. I think that's kind of what they honed in on watching video, and it was a side session before two starts ago because he's had two good ones in a row, and it was before the start in Atlanta, where they really worked on him and trying to raise his arm angle. They felt that he had lowered his arm angle a little bit, and that was really affecting his command, because what you saw is that the walk numbers were just out of control for what he normally would expect, and that was driving up the pitch count. So the last two starts, I mean, you're talking about pounding the strike zone and being much more pitch efficient. We've been talking about Gore, even when he's been really good, just trying to get that pitch efficiency a little better so he can go deeper in games. So I think that's been huge. The other thing, Danny, is the utilization of the changeup.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was a three-pitch sequence when he faced Aaron Judge with a runner at third, one out. So basically, if the ball's put in play, there's going to be a run. They're playing the infield back. And he threw him all three of his pitches, and the first one was a changeup. And he's thrown the changeup about close to 20% of the time the last three starts, and it was such a nasty changeup, and Judge swings and misses, that he then blew the 97 by him. Judge was late on it, and then he tied him up with an inside slider. It was three consecutive pitches to make one of the best hitters in the planet look overmatched. I mean, that sequence alone, you're going, man, if he can just bottle this, you know, what do we have here? It was pretty special. And, you know, so it's a couple of good outings in a row. And if he can just keep those mechanics in line, you hope that mid-season lull will just be a thing of the past, and he can finish very strongly here in the second half of the season.
Jags, oftentimes a dropping release point is a sign of fatigue as the year goes on. Did they think that was part of it, or was it more mechanical that he just got out of whack?
Well, I mean, it's probably a combination of both. I mean, I think they're hoping that it was just mechanical, but that's it stands to reason. I mean, he did pitch basically a full season last year, but, you know, again, you know, second full season in the big leagues, that could have happened. You know, they tried to give him a little bit of a respite in and around the All-Star break, pushing his first start out of the break back a few days, but I think that could be a factor. But, you know, apparently now he's caught his second wind. He's fixed the mechanical issue, and now we're hoping for a strong month of September.
Jags, where's Kate Cavalli? What's going on there?
Well, Davey Martinez said that he's down in Florida. I mean, he was with the team for a while.
Right.
He's down in Florida playing catch out to 125 feet. So now you're looking at, you know, today is August 30th. The regular season ends September 29th. I mean, to me, the longer it goes before you see Cavalli on a mound, the less likely it is you'll see him on a big league mound this year. I think the hope would be at some point maybe he could pitch in a few rehab games. I don't know if you could stretch that into instructional league or the Arizona Fall League or something. But you know, the more days that go by, the longer a shot it is that he's going to be on the mound for the Nationals this year. But Davey Martinez's latest update is that he is playing catch and trying to progress.
Basically two lost seasons from the TJ then.
It's a bummer.
Because obviously he got hurt in the spring last year, so he didn't pitch all of last year. This was his comeback season. He was supposed to have been ready. You know, 12 months was right around opening day, but then give him a little time to rehab and maybe the second half of the season. And they have been very careful with how they worded it. They've said he didn't have a setback. They said he wasn't re-injured. I don't know what to believe. I mean, they often don't give us a whole lot of information on injuries, but something doesn't add up there. I mean, you don't just miss 2 years with Tommy John typically.
Well, the problem is going forward now, and assuming that he doesn't get a whole lot of innings, you know, be it on a rehab. I mean, he had a few innings on his rehab assignment earlier. You know, you go into next season, and you're going to be probably looking at an innings limit. You're not going to go from zero to 170 next year. So it just, you're hoping this year that he was able to build up a body of work that would make him, you know, more potential to be a six-month starter next year. And it's hard to imagine that's the case with basically two lost years.
Jags, thank you as always. Have a great call tonight.
Yeah, looking forward to it. The Cubs are hot. Hopefully the Nationals can keep it rolling.
6:15 pregame, 6:45 game time on the Fan for Charlie and Dave. Thanks, Jags.
You got it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.